From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So, study, we hear these every once in a while, the 10 worst jobs in America.
Yes.
Based on average pay, projected job growth, and stress.
Uh-huh.
The bottom three of those top 10 all have to do with what we do here.
Really?
Number 7 is DJ. Number 8 is broadcaster. And number 9 is advertising salesperson. These all have to do with what we do. We're horrible.
Wow.
Yeah, 7 to 9, I should say. Number 10 was a painter. And number 1, taxi driver. I wonder if that includes Ubers and Lyfts. Or if it's just a real taxi driver, doesn't make any money. I don't know.
I'm kind of shocked.
Not shocked. The radio industry is kind of dead.
But it's going to be fun.
Oh, well, it's fun, but it doesn't make any money.
No, but there's some really whack jobs out there.
There are. Also on this list, newspaper reporter, number 3, but then what's a newspaper,
yeah,
right? Retail sales clerk, number 4. Most worst jobs in America. Top 10 worst jobs in America.
Huh.
Yeah, corrections officer in there, too. There you go.
Huh.
There you go. Now you know. All right.
Interesting.
It is time to get with today's Who Cares News. What's happening?
Did you have a good day at Disneyland yesterday?
I did, but I've got a Disneyland hangover today. Like, my feet hurt, my knees hurt. I'm just too old to do that.
But it was worth it, wasn't it?
It was. 8.5 miles I walked yesterday, according to my Fitbit. I need to get a little electric wheelchair.
Need a scooter?
Yeah, I need a scooter. Just to get me to and fro.
Need to get your Disneyland rascal.
I don't mind standing in line. I really don't. It's kind of fun. But the whole getting around from one park to the back of one park to the back of the other park is like, ay, ay.
All right, Justin Bieber made a surprise appearance yesterday on stage with Ariana Grande at the closing act of Coachella's Two Big Weekends.
Yeah, I don't care.
Why
about
pick
that.
Coachella on Easter?
Who knows? It's the same two weekends in April. So it's Easter that, imposed on Coachella.
Yesterday being Easter Sunday, Kanye West held a Sunday service full of gospel music.
Wow, that's cool.
And, of course, his new song.
At Coachella.
Now, on one hand.
Yeah.
On the Easter part of me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's cool that he did gospel music.
Yeah, well,
now, chances are, with all the folks there, the gospel music was probably pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Because gospel music is
awesome. Yeah, absolutely.
But, it's always that butt in there, isn't
there? Uh-oh, with Kanye.
When it comes to Kanye.
Yeah, always throw a butt in there.
Part of the most amazing part of Kanye's service was the merchandise he sold afterwards for ridiculously high prices.
Praise the Lord. I wonder if he's giving that money to a church or something.
Because the funny thing is, a lot of this is like, you know, spiritual related.
Yeah, right.
And I mean, for like a whole bunch of dough.
You know what? Got the mark of Kanye.
Man.
Got the mark of the yay.
Okay, so $50. $50 will get you a pair of socks.
That
were printed with Jesus Walks.
Hey, here's the interesting thing about that. Jesus didn't wear socks.
It's true.
He wore sandals. And he wouldn't have spent $50 on them, Kanye.
Well, are you in need of a sweatshirt?
Yeah, they get chilly at nights. Yeah, I could use a sweatshirt.
Well, for $225, you can get a sweatshirt that says Holy Spirit on the front.
Okay.
It says Holy Spirit on the front.
Yeah.
And Sunday service at the mountain on the back.
Ah, so a little memento of your day there.
For a mere $225.
Yep. Well, maybe it's a, you know, Egyptian cotton that was, I don't know, rubbed against something in Jerusalem before it was printed. I don't know.
An Egyptian cotton that was rubbed against an Egyptian. I don't know.
Well, there's that,
or
too.
Or a sphinx.
Oh, sphinx.
$70.
For what?
Trust God t-shirts.
Trust God. $70
like
for
the,
a t-shirt.
The words, but for $70, I'll go get one of those little, you know, clothes painter things at Michael's nearest craft
paint
store.
Paint your own.
Paint my own.
I expect to see that. Then you can sell it for $65.
Yes.
undercutting the
and
Kanye.
People can pick their colors.
That's right. Sell it on Etsy.
He was also selling sweats for $135 to $195.
And I thought Disneyland prices were high. You can still buy a t-shirt at Disneyland for less than $40.
Yes.
Yeah. And if you get one of the specials, two for $24 a piece, then you're like in like Flynn.
That's right.
You got to buy two. Yeah.
But, you know, there's some reason. There are some reasonable prices at Disneyland. Now, Kimmy was at the service.
Oh, of course she was.
Quote, service, unquote.
Of course she was.
With all her sisters and their daughter, North.
Yeah.
And in case she was wondering, who was there?
Who was there singing along with
Ty Dolla Sign, 2 Chainz, Chance the Rapper, and other rap and hip-hop artists?
Well, of course they were. Well,
but
I'm
still
sure
bet the gospel
was a,
music
I'm
was
pretty
good.
Sure that was a, you know, it was a spirit-filled day yesterday on the mountain at Coachella.
With all the people with hangovers.
All the people with hangovers from Saturday night. But isn't that what church is all about anyway?
Oh, good grief.
Come on, you go to church on Sunday. How many people in there are really not hungover? That's why they go to church.
Well, on Saturday, the cast of Saved by the Bell, including Mark Paul Gosselaar, Mario Lopez, Tiffany Thiessen, and Elizabeth Berkley.
Wow, all the big ones.
Enjoyed dinner with their significant others at French Restaurant in Sherman Oaks, California.
Oh, okay. Kind of a reunion thing.
I guess. Maybe they don't know if they see each other. I don't keep up with them.
Yeah, but you know, some people are excited about it. Everybody's like screaming for a reunion. You know, where are they now? Screech is dead, by the way. Still dead.
Screech, still dead.
Still dead. Is Gosselaar, he's got a TV show, right? Now, I think. I wonder if that one's done any good. Did he do like the requisite 10 episodes for a season? And we're waiting to see if it gets picked up.
I don't know. Well, he did a caption.
Called Passages or something like that.
Mario Lopez.
Mario. Back to Mario.
Captioned the moment on Insta.
On Insta. Of course he did.
Friends forever.
Mr. Extra. Mr. Extra. I think it had to come to me. Every day at Universal Studios. Ooh-wee.
He said, fun dinner tonight with some old friends. Yeah. We ate an obscene amount of food.
I doubt that. Did he have like a grain of rice? Have you seen Mario? Absolutely zero body fat, that guy.
I bet he's shredded.
Oh, you know he's shredded. He's got a 12-pack. What are you talking about? Me, I got a full case. Check this out. I got a 24-pack.
You're working on a kegger.
That's me.
That story was boring.
So?
I guess not much went on.
Well, that's what people were doing because it was a holiday weekend.
I'm still all agape over the $225 for a sweatshirt.
You're agape. You know who probably has the money to spend on a $225 sweatshirt is Halle Berry, of course. She's got a little bit of money left from when she used to be in movies. All right, we're out of here. Back with you tomorrow with even more interesting stuff than that how can it be any less? All right, we're out of here. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.